In the pages of the Bible are the answers to man's most pressing needs. As you listen to the following message, you're encouraged to write down the scripture references as they are given, and to accept only what you can read for yourself from your own Bible. If you wish, you are also welcome to tape record this entire presentation for future study. All quotations are taken from the King James Version of the Bible, unless otherwise indicated.
This is Bible Call tape number 250, Miracles, a Definition. Nothing is of more interest in the world today among religious people than the Neo-Pentecostal movement or the Charismatic movement and their attendant miracles, real or pretended. People all over the country are claiming to work miracles by God's power, healing the sick, speaking in tongues, prophesying, receiving new revelations from God, even raising the dead. Lest there be any misunderstanding, let us consider carefully the nature of the miracles of the Bible and come to a working definition of just what a miracle really is. Webster defines the word miracle as an event or action that apparently contradicts known scientific laws and is hence thought to be due to supernatural causes, especially to an act of God. This is, in fact, exactly the Bible's view of a miracle, a setting aside or violating of laws of nature so that an apparent impossibility takes place. This obviously removes miracles from the realm of man's ability and relegates it to the power of God alone. Likewise, this eliminates natural happenings that seem amazing to us and so are sometimes called miracles, such as the miracle of childbirth. God began the creation with a series of miracles, Genesis chapters 1 and 2. But then he said, "Let all things reproduce after their own kind," Genesis 1, 24 and 25, thus setting into motion the natural laws that govern childbirth. Amazing it may be, but a miracle in the Bible sense of the word, it is not. The miracles of the New Testament are cataloged in 1 Corinthians 12, 8 through 10. They include the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, both gifts of inspiration, miraculous faith, gifts of healing, working of miracles, prophesying, or receiving a message directly from God to be relayed to His people, discerning of spirits, evidently the ability to determine whether a person was truly exercising a gift or was faking, consider 1 John 4:1, divers kinds of tongues, or the ability to speak in foreign languages they had not learned, as demonstrated in Acts 2, 4-11, interpretation of these tongues, or the ability to make an inspired translation of that foreign tongue back into the native language, anyone who's ever tried to translate from one language to another should especially appreciate this gift. Every miracle must fall into one of these nine categories. Now, with that background, let's consider one of the more familiar of these miracles claimed to be taking place today, that of healing, the ability to restore sick people to health again. The outstanding thing about Jesus' healing was that it was instantaneous. When he pronounced someone cured, they were completely cured at that instant. Compare that with many so-called cases of healing today that are stretched over several days or weeks. Another amazing thing about this gift, as Jesus and the apostles exercised it, that it included restoring missing limbs. The word maimed is of special interest here. Jesus gives us an explanation of what it was to be maimed in Matthew 18:8, when he said, "If thy hand or foot offend thee, cut it off, and cast them from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life halt, that is, missing foot, or maimed, missing hand, rather than having two hands or two feet to be cast into everlasting fire." Then, in describing Jesus' miracle of healing, Matthew said that the multitude wondered when they saw, among other things, the maimed made whole, or complete, Matthew 15:31. Let the modern-day faith healers attempt that kind of healing if they dare. Again, we are told today that the one to be healed must have sufficient faith, and if the miracle fails, it is because of a lack of this faith. But there was no such requirement in New Testament times. Peter and John, on one occasion, healed a crippled man who didn't even know what they were going to do, Acts 3, 1-8. And of course, such a requirement of faith would eliminate altogether the raising of the dead. The so-called miracles of today bear little or no resemblance to the miracles we read of in the Bible. Today's miracles are fraught with doubts, disputes, and trickery. The miracles of the New Testament were so convincing that not even the enemies of Christianity would deny them. Acts 4:16. Don't be fooled by wild claims of religious hucksters and deceivers in the matter of claimed modern-day miracles. God ended his miraculous power upon earth long ago.
The message you have just heard was brought to you by the Church of Christ in...